ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। निमित्तानि च तस्येह प्रोक्तन्या अनघसुरीभिः स्वतो ज्ञानं कुतः पुंसां भक्तिर्वैराग्यमेव वा। ट्रांसलेशन। स्पॉटलेस डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड हैव मेंशन the source of such a knowledge. How could one have a knowledge of a devotional service and detachment without the help of such a devotees? There are many experienced persons who advocate self-realization without the help of a spiritual master. They decry the necessity of a spiritual master and try themselves to take his place by propagating the theory that spiritual master is not necessary. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, does not approve this viewpoint. Even the great transcendental scholar Vyasadeva had need of a spiritual master, and under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada, he prepared the sublime literature Srimad Bhagavata. Even Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna himself, accepted a spiritual master. Even Lord Krishna accepted spiritual masters, Sandipani Muni, in order to be enlightened. And all the acharyas and saints of the world had a spiritual master. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna accepted Lord Krishna as his spiritual master. Although there was no necessity of such a formal declaration. So, in all cases, there is a question about the necessity. There is no question about the necessity of accepting a spiritual master. The only stipulation is that the spiritual master should be bona fide, and that is, the spiritual master must be in proper chain of disciplic succession called the parambara system. Suris are great scholars, but they may not always be anagha or spotless. The anagha suri is one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. Those who are not pure devotees of the Lord or who want to be on an equal level with him are not anagasuri. Pure devotees have prepared many books of knowledge on the basis of authorized scriptures. Srila Rupa Goswami and his assistants, under the instructions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have all written various literatures for the guidance of a prospective devotee. And anyone who is very serious about raising himself to the standard of pure devotee of the Lord must take advantage of this literatures. Etan me pruchata prashna hare karma vivitsaya kuhi me yatvis. So here, Vidurji himself has asked in previous words that Jnanam cha naigamam yat tad guru shishya prayojan. What is the necessities for the spiritual master or his disciples? What are the necessities of the spiritual master and his disciple? See, most of the people actually, they don't want to accept guru. They wanted to become their own guru. There's one very prominent personality now in South India who call himself as a guru. But he himself prays there's no need to accept any guru. And he has thousands and millions of followers. So this is what Pashandi, as previously he was asking about, Pashanda Patha Mai Vaishamya. Please describe the imperfections and contradictions of the faithless atheist. Even in the form of atheist, they may have a faith in the Lord, but they don't have a faith in the words of the Lord. They create their own philosophy, which is condemned by the scriptures actually. If somebody wants to create his own philosophy, that means he's denying the Lord's words and speculating himself. That will not help either him or anyone else also. So here he says, Nimittani cha tasyaha proktani anya anu anagha suribhi. Svato jnanam kutapumsa bhakti vairagyameva. He there says that the devotees of the Lord, they are anagha suribhihi. The suri word means a scholar. But history tells us that not necessarily that every scholar is anagha or sinless. Everyone has some sinful tendencies. Especially after having so much of knowledge also. The problem is that people, they may get carried away by things. Especially the person who is in knowledge is considered more what we can say, prone to get attracted by, or maybe the opposite sex get attracted by that person. And in such a condition, it becomes really tough for that person to control his senses and the demands of senses. So for the scholars, it's very difficult to get rid of this particular anartha, getting puffed up or getting allured by the opposite sex. And that makes him a sinful. But here the word has used Anagha Suribhi. And who are they? They are the Lord's devotees. Why they are Anagha? Because in the previous verses it is explained already that Bhagavata Gunanuvadasya Ashesha Sankleshya Keshaha. These devotees of the Lord who are always engaged in Gunanuvadasya Harehe, they are always engaged in discussing the wonderful qualities of Lord. So what happens because of that? They become free from Ashesha Sankleshya Kleshaha. Innumerable misgivings and sins are miseries of life together, what they have gathered, everything gets destroyed. They become sinless. And then he says, Svato jnanam kuta pumsa bhakti vairagyam eva. And if you leave aside this person, then where you are going to get knowledge about devotional service and vairagya? Is there anyone who can tell you this? Other than the devotees of the Lord? Is there any possibility to get such a knowledge? There is possibility or not? No ways. Because Lord He Himself says in maybe this same canto and 25th chapter, the Satam Prasangad Mama Virya Samvido Bhavanti Ratkarna Rasayana Kataha Tad Joshanad Ashwa Pavarga Vartmani Shraddharati Rukhtirano Pramishati. How one can get connected with the Lord? By Satam Prasanga, by associating with the devotees. Because in their association, the wonderful glories and pastimes of the, or glorious pastimes of the Lord, becomes relishable, and they become like an elixir of life. It cleanses your heart, and you can make progress on the path of devotional service. So that's the importance of associating the devotees. And then Prabhupada in his purport, he explains about even the person like Sri Vedavyas, who is none another than the Lord Himself in his form of a literate person, or the person who has wrote so many literatures. Sahitya Saktya Shaktyavesh Avatar. And this same Satyavati Putra Vyasa or Badarayani, even he accepted Devarshi Narad as spiritual master. And he compiled the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So that shows why it is important to accept spiritual mastery in a life. As explained, that Vyaso Uchishta Jagat Sarvam. Whatever knowledge is there in this material world is none other than the remnant of Vyasa. And such a person was confused about what to do. And who guided him for that?
Guru.
His spiritual master, Devarshi Narad. Then further, Prabhupada says that even Lord Krishna himself, he accepted Sandipani Muni as a spiritual master for the enlightenment. Lord Ramachandra, he also accepted Vasishtha Muni as a spiritual master. And in the few beginning chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we see that Arjuna himself, he accepted Krishna as a spiritual master, which was not necessary. you see, but in all cases, Lord has shown by His and His devotees' example that how one should take shelter of spiritual master. Because whatever the big personalities they do, the rest of the community or society follows that. So everyone should have a spiritual master, but that spiritual master must be bona fide. So what makes him bona fide? That we will understand. Evam parampara praptam. When he receives the knowledge from parampara. Which parampara? Guru Shishya parampara. The disciplic succession of bona fide source. As explained in the Padma Puran, there is a wonderful conversation between Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva, where Lord Shiva explains that in this whole material creation, there are four sampradayas, especially in the age of Kali, through which one can get connected himself with the Lord. And whoever comes in this disciplic succession is considered as a bona fide. Sampradaya vihinate mantraste nishphalamataha athakalo bhavishyanti chatvara sampradaya Brahma, Rudra, Shri, Kumar. These are the four sampradayas. Brahma sampradaya, which starts from Lord Brahma. Then comes Shri Sampradaya, which has started from Mother Lakshmi. Then comes Rudra Sampradaya, which was established by Lord Shiva himself, who came as a, who appeared as a Vishnu Swami. And he wrote his Vedanta Sutra commentary. And then comes Kumara Sampradaya. This Sampradaya was started by the Chatush Kumaras. So anyone who takes initiation from this Sampradaya and follow the teachings of this Sampradaya is considered as a bona fide. And as explained here, a person who is anagha or spotless, he can only give others what he has. So what he has a detachment for the material world and attachment for Krishna. Generally, this is what happens. What you have, that you can give. If you have 100 bucks, you can give 100 bucks. But if you don't have 100 bucks and you falsely promises that you are going to give 200 or 300 bucks, is it possible? No. But the bona fide spiritual master who has a bona fide knowledge with him, he is able to give that bona fide knowledge. And that bona fide knowledge connects the living entity to their Lordship. And that's what needed, that connection with the Lord. And such an exalted devotee, what he does? He writes the scriptures, or he writes the compilations of the scripture from different parts of the Puranas, Upanishadas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. And he compiles that so that the layman can accept this principle in their life and they can purify their existence. So that we have to understand. Generally what happens? People, they consider someone's birth as per his, someone's qualification as per his birth. But birth does not give you any qualification actually. You have to attain or you have to achieve your qualification. So, it's not that the Vedic scripture is only meant for Brahmanas or Brahminical class of men. No. Nowhere in the Vedas it is said that this Vedic knowledge is exclusively meant for Brahmanas. It is meant for everyone. And to teach them, to make them it understand, who really strives hard? The devotee of the Lord. And that's why such a devotee is very, very, very dear to their Lordship. So let's try to understand the importance of a spiritual master, or especially the acceptance of spiritual master, which will give us the strict adherence to the Guru Parampara. And then it's sure that you will go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. Any question, any comment?
Sampradaya
vihinaaste mantraste nishphalamadaha athau kalo bhavishyanti chatvara sampradayaha. Shri Brahma Rudra Kumara chaturthaste utkale vaishnavaha. In Utkala means in the Bengal or province of Odisha, they will be propagated by showing their example for worshipping Lord Vishnu.
Padma Puran se bol rahe
hain. This may be apna teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Wo shlok?
Chaitanya mein Chaitamrit mein mil jayega, jahan pe Mahaprabhu se ye conversation karte. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.